理课堂听 class.com。
Exercise 4.2. Questions 1 to 3 refer to the following news item. And now, this item just in from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This morning, the mighty rocket engines of the booster rocket that was to carry the space shuttle Pathfinder into Earth orbit were automatically shut down minutes before liftoff due to a problem with the onboard computer system.Engineers will work to correct the problem today and tomorrow. The shuttle will be launched 2 days from now if the weather remains clear. Pathfinder, as you may remember, is the first of the new generation of space shuttles that can stay in orbit considerably longer than the original shuttles.
Now read question number one in your book and answer it.Now read question number two in your book and answer it. Now read question number three in your book and answer it. Questions 4 to 6 refer to the following bulletin.
Residents of the eastern seaboard, especially those in coastal Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina, can breathe a little easier. Hurricane Charlotte was scheduled to slam into this area with winds of 120 miles per hour. After passing about 80 miles north of Bermuda, Charlotte has turned to the northeast and is heading toward the open Atlantic.It is expected now to pass no closer than 200 miles from the eastern seaboard, and no serious damage is expected.
Now read question number 4 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 5 in your book and answer it.Now read question number 6 in your book and answer it. Questions 7 to 9 are based on the following public service message.
Most of us do not consider balloons toys that have to be handled with special care. In fact, when we think of balloons, we think of birthday parties and other happy childhood occasions.However, balloons pose a risk that many parents overlook. An uninflated balloon or a piece of a popped balloon may lodge in a child's throat, if swallowed, and cause choking and suffocation. Parents should inflate balloons for young children and supervise their use.
Now read question number 7 in your book and answer it.Now read question number 8 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 9 in your book and answer it. Questions 10 to 12 refer to this bulletin.
This is Sherry Dobbins in the KDCX traffic copter with our rush hour traffic report. There are going to be some major delays if you're headed west on Interstate Highway 74. A truck has spilled its cargo of lumber all across the 4 westbound lanes. And if you're planning to take the Valley Expressway north, forget it.From up here, it looks like 2 cars were involved in a collision near Lake Avenue. You'll be better off taking Route 8. Traffic is heavy on 8, but at least it's moving.
Now read question number 10 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 11 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 12 in your book and answer it.